Welcome into day 20 at Broncos training camp. I'm Matt Boyer, joined by Phil Milani and Andrew Mason. This is Broncos TV Live from training camp, and on day 20, a bit of a different location today. Even the grass, fellas, needs treatment after 20 days of training camp. And so, speaking of practice and camp, Phil, what did you like as far as today? This is the last day we're going to see the Broncos before the 49ers come to town.
Yeah, it was a lighter day of practice. The guys just in shorts and the jerseys up top. No pads, no helmets today. After a very physical practice yesterday, the quarterback split the reps again. Something that Gary Kubiak said after practice was he does not know who will start this game against the 49ers, but said once the 49ers come to town, they will continue to split reps amongst quarterbacks.
And Mace, for you, I know, as Phil mentioned, a very physical practice yesterday. The players out of pads today. How did you feel that changed the tenor of things on Tuesday?
Well, markedly. I mean, you're not going to have the same level of intensity when you're out of pads and you're out of helmets as you would otherwise. And, you know, guys are kind of holding back. There was a pretty lengthy two-minute drill period toward the end of practice that was basically at half speed. You didn't really see guys rushing, you know, defenders weren't rushing the quarterback with the full intensity that they would normally have. So it was really like, it was really one step above a walkthrough, but it's good to kind of give everyone a breather before what you're expecting to be two pretty intense practices Wednesday and Thursday with the Niners.
How do you feel like that intensity will now change with the 49ers coming to town? They were here last year. How do you think things will develop here as we move into Wednesday and Thursday?
Well, I think part of it's going to depend on just how they practice and also what the 49ers bring and how well they do. I mean, certainly if the 49ers get a few big plays on the defense, for instance, that might ramp up their intensity. So I think it's going to depend on how the practice flows.
It's always interesting when another team comes in here. Of course, they did it last year with the 49ers. Before that, they brought in the Houston Texans. Gary Kubiak said that he's talked with 49ers head coach Chip Kelly way back in May to discuss, you know, how are they going to dictate practice. They wanted to see how both teams were health-wise when they came out of their first preseason game. So a lot of things have already been said between the two teams. But, hey, I like it. You get a little bit more of a competitive feel out here at practice. One thing that we haven't mentioned is that Von Miller – going in team drills here. Russell Okun going to be going in team drills. So that'll be interesting to see them going up against a different colored uniform. And like we started the show, day 20, guys getting a little bit sick of each other. It's time to see red on the other side of the football.
It's great to go one-on-ones against new guys, get a feel for them, and just compete with those guys.
I think it's good to go against the 49ers because they run that kind of spread offense, kind of what we're going to see versus the Panthers. So it's good to get kind of a good test run at those guys.
It's nice to see something different. You know, we'll see a different defense, different coverages. Offensively, we'll see, obviously, speed-type tempo and those type of things. So it's just really good for our players. You know, you want to see your guys against other people. You see them against yourself all the time.
So the 49ers coming into town tonight, and then they'll be practicing Wednesday and Thursday before the game on Saturday. Another couple of interesting things that I heard from Kubiak afterward said that Talib will practice full against the 49ers, but most likely will not play in the game. The other thing is he gave us an update on DeMarcus Ware, said that Ware could return to the field in 4 to 5 days. Mace, the competition, though, along that defensive line, ramping up here a little bit, especially with the news about Vance Walker.
Well, yeah, and Jared Crick's going to step in for Vance Walker, and that was a pretty obvious step up given that he has a fair amount of experience, 4 years with the Houston Texans. He's worked under Bill Kolar. He's worked under Wade Phillips, knows the scheme, so it's a pretty smooth transition. But you're going to see a lot more of Adam Gotsis. And the other thing, I think, you're going to see some shuffling of parts. You go back to last Thursday in Chicago, and the Broncos open in a sub-package, and last year, that sub-package with two defensive linemen would usually include Malik Jackson and Derek Wolfe. For that game, they started with Derek Wolfe and Sylvester Williams, which was interesting. Obviously, Vance Walker had some back issues, and so they were probably watching his reps a little bit, but it certainly shows that maybe you're going to see the nose tackles factor in a bit more into how you're going to replace Vance Walker. So not only Sylvester Williams, but also Darius Kilgo was out today. And Kyle Pecco is a guy that they like an awful lot, to a little bit of an undersized nose tackle, but he gets his hands up, he makes some plays, brings some good penetration. it could be a collective situation where it's not just defensive ends like Crick and Gotsis, but the nose tackles that help to replace Vance Walker.
We saw a lot of those young guys make plays against the Bears last week in that preseason opener.
Yeah, Mace mentioned it. Jared Crick and Kyle Pecker were both making plays. Crick even having a sack last week against the Bears. You know, the guys that we've heard a lot about, Darius Kilgo, Sylvester Williams, guys who have been here, guys that we haven't heard a lot about, Jared Crick and Kyle Pecker, talked today about the opportunity that faces them now that Vance Walker is out with injury.
I think for everybody, it just means it's more work time to work harder and you know, get better as a group. I think you know, it's a tough loss for the whole D line, so it's hard to replace a guy like that. But yeah, we're all just ready to work,
just prepare every day, take the same mindset as I have been throughout camp. Just trying to get better every single day. Keep doing that. Good things will happen.
There's a big time opportunity for a lot of the young guys that are out here, but. Yeah, for myself, I'm just excited to have this opportunity. But, you know, I'm enjoying it and having a good time. Just trying to bust my rear end.
So Kyle Pecker and Jared Crick definitely looking to make an impression on this Broncos team. Pecker even going as far to say that he's willing to work his butt off to get a position on this roster. And somebody who has certainly done a lot for this organization, owner Pat Bowlen. Today we found out, guys, that the Hall of Fame Contributors Committee did not select owner Pat Bowlen as a finalist for the Hall of Fame this year. That went to Paul Tagliabue and current owner of the Dallas Cowboys, Jerry Jones. Phil, how did you see things playing out today?
Well, Mr. B definitely was a finalist, and we know all about his success out on the field. He's the only NFL owner with 300 wins during his first 30 seasons, but he also was a huge contributor off the field. He was the chairman for the broadcasting committee, a very key figure in a lot of labor contracts and TV contracts. So we definitely thought that him as a finalist there to be named a contributor finalist, thought he had a good shot, but looks like they went in a different direction.
Well, certainly the fact that you're measuring owners against each other, that's where there's a lot of interesting discussion, because you know, Jerry Jones, he's accomplished a lot off the field, so is Pat Bowlen, but you know, they have the same on the field, they have the same number of Super Bowl wins, 3 apiece, but the sustained success of the Broncos on the field for 32 years far surpasses what the Cowboys have done during the 26 years under Jerry Jones. The Broncos have over one more win per season, including playoffs, than the Cowboys have under Jerry Jones. They have, you know, a higher rate of playoff appearances, higher rate of division titles. The Broncos have fewer losing seasons in Bowlen's 32 years than the Cowboys have in Jones's 26 years, 6 fewer than Bowlen's had. So certainly an interesting choice.
I was going to say, no one's debating whether these guys have Hall of Fame credentials. Mm-hmm. Of course they have Hall of Fame credentials. We were just hoping maybe Mr. B would get in maybe sooner rather than later.
I think so. He's definitely a Ring of Famer and is absolutely going to be a Hall of Famer at some point. Of course, we'd like to see that happen sooner rather than later, but definitely a Hall of Famer in our book.